Well, praise the Lord. Thanks. This is Pastor C with another faith nugget for you. Now, once we have the faith, amen, and once we've taken time to work in private, and work on it and get it in us and get fully persuaded, Abraham being fully persuaded, see, and so once we get fully persuaded, now we can go public. Now we can go public. And now, see, we say, I believe I'm getting a new car. I believe I'm getting a new car. I believe I'm healed by stripes. I believe the money is coming to me now. I believe, glory to God, I'm delivered. I believe. The door is open for me. I believe I have that new job. Amen. See, now we got to get fully persuaded. That's why you hear me say, go private, stay private, stay private for a while. Stay private for a while. See, a plant grows, a seed grows in the dark before it gives the plant in the light. So make sure you stay private first. Don't go out there just blabbing. Amen. See, quiet. You open the door for the enemy to give direct attacks to you. You want to until you really become highly skilled in this. See, you want to reverently deal with this. And even when you become highly skilled, you still have to reverently deal in it. Because see, in living by faith now, you got to understand, you got to live in humility. Amen. You got to live in humility. So you got to submit under that word. Then you got to stand. That's what understanding comes from, two words. We have an agreement. We have a word that we believe. What we do, we submit under it. See, understanding. We submit under it. Then what do? Amen. Then we what? Then we stand to perform it, okay? So we stand in faith. See, when you've done all the stand, amen. So now we are standing, amen. See, so, and we're boldly. That's another thing. You got to have boldness. You got to be confident. That's why you say, work in private first and get fully persuaded. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Fully persuaded. Amen. That this is God's will for you. This is yours. Amen. This was coming to pass. He said, you must believe that those things which you're saying shall come to pass. Amen. So you believe God is bringing this to pass. This is his will. This is his purpose. Glory to God. And listen, it is coming to pass in your life. Amen. Now go have a faith-filled day.